Alright guys, obviously it's been quite a while since I last had a log on this, but yeah, it's been an odd past week. I felt ill. I don't know what it was. It's probably the flu or the cold. I don't freaking know, but I don't know. I've never been like this sick before. It's not like it's that bad and it doesn't feel as bad as COVID, but like it feels weird. It's like I don't know how to describe it, but like my body feels fine. It feels terrific, right? Like I can still go on a run, no problem, though not at 100% capacity. I can still like lift weights, no problem. Also at a moderate intensity, which is surprisingly good, I suppose. And, you know, I can still smell, I can still taste when, you know, my nose is not too stuffed up, when I've cleared my nostrils, basically. But then, like, I would have, like, these occasional, like, itch in my throat, and that prompts my body to cough, and it gets really annoying. So I'm so sorry if I cough up sometimes. I'll probably have to edit that out, but it's okay. Oh, okay. All right. Please bear with me. I'm still a bit sick. But yeah. So last week was pretty interesting. On the Sunday, I would usually have this routine of, you know, like, just waking up and go on my usual like day to day, and I would go to church at around 11, and right after that I would have lunch at Chipotle. Shout out to Chipotle, always handing in the best of lunches at the most reasonable prices. And you know, after that I would go to this bookstore called Indigo. I would go to their second floor. That's usually where the fiction books are. And, you know, admittedly, I have been reading The Hating Game. It's currently a motion picture. And it's basically a rom-com where enemies turns to lovers, right? And there's just, I don't know, there's just something about it. And it just keeps me engaged. Like, I've never like read you know, novels for that long, or books for, you know, an hour or 2 hours without even realizing how much time has passed. And so I did that, right, and whatnot, and I was just minding my own business, you know, and there was this guy. He was well dressed, looked like a professional, and he, you know, kind of asked me, you know, what shoes I was wearing. And, you know, I told him that it's from my cousin's, you know, shoe company called Kanki, right? And it's like, oh, you know, no wonder. I thought it was Adidas or whatnot. And they kind of started a conversation and kind of like got to know each other. And turns out he was in sales and he's kind of in digital marketing, and he basically works in lead acquisitions and whatnot, and he works for the automotive industry and whatnot. And yeah, that was really interesting. And I you know, for some reason, as an introvert, I feel like you don't really get that a lot, you know, like people suddenly like striking a conversation with you, let alone, you know, you being able to hold up the conversation for quite some time. I spoke with him for about, I think, 30 or 40 minutes straight. And that was quite lengthy. And, you know, in the middle of the conversation, I found out that, like, he was, you know, he was kind of, like, going through a life stage that I envisioned myself to be. So, basically, he's already married, he's working a 9-to-5, you know, in sales, and while he's running his business on the side with his wife, and I think that's kind of the dream, no? And I've always been a big advocate of like going hybrid. Like, I get it, like the dream is to work for yourself, have a stable amount of income, have a revenue stream generated for you to be able to focus on the more important things in life, your family, your faith, travel or whatnot, and that's great, but like you have to get there in some way, right? And that some way you have to kind of figure out and build from the ground up, right? And sometimes that requires getting a 9-to-5 in order to fuel the side income, to have that side income basically become the main income generator, if you will. And I was kind of asking him a lot about, how to navigate this thing, because I told him, in my situation, like, I'm freshly graduated, I'm scared as shit, I don't know anything, I don't know what to do. Like, I have a sense of direction or where to go, or like, in terms of like, how to apply to jobs, and how to best represent yourself, how to build your portfolio, and having a day-to-day plan. Like, I have that figured out, but like, there are some things like, knowing the right people, like being able to network and whatnot, going to different events. Like, I know eventually that's something that I would have to do in order to get myself out there and, really, I suppose, grasp the opportunities that are untapped, if I were to stay this way of not, going to events and whatnot. And I guess in that conversation, I was kind of surprised on how far I was able to take it. Like, I asked him on some advice on what to do, how to network, how do you know if it's the right one or if it's not the right one. And I think like something I could share on that conversation is that, when it comes to like networking, when you're in events like that, it's really distracting because, people are out there, they're, experiencing this whole event altogether, meeting new people, having food around, and that event has something on its own, right? So like, when you want to get like one-on-one with that, with a person that you want to learn from, and you what that you want to get to know from, it's a little bit hard because of the setting, right? It would be much more strategic if you would say, hey, I'm kind of curious if I would be able to grab coffee with you and really learn about how you became successful, and what were the steps that you took in order to get to where you are today, and what kind of advice would you, tell your younger self you could do it all over again? Things like that, And I think somewhere along the lines, if my memory has not failed me, there's this one guy, I don't know who his name was, or it was a her, I'm not sure. But basically, you never want to kind of like, kind of like get to know someone like at the entrance. That's like the worst place to start, because like everyone's just coming in trying to figure things out, settle things in and whatnot. So that's probably the worst place to start. And I think like the best place was, I think, the lounge area or the bar area where, things are like starting to cool down and like people are more relaxed. And there's a greater chance for you to be able to connect with someone, and I think like part of what he said, the guy I met in the bookstore, he said like, take them out for coffee, and deciding or determining whether like that person will still have more coffees with you, as like a professional relationship. It's not guaranteed. It's a hit and miss sometimes. You never really know how to say, oh, okay, this person is someone who I can learn from. You know, it's not always the case, but you know, I think you'll always be able to learn from someone in spite of what value they bring to the table. Like, even if it's not what you expected, it's not what you wanted, or it's not the kind of direction that you were hoping to get to, you'll still be able to learn something out of that person. You know, whether it's a framework, whether it's, you know, another angle, or, you know, a completely different industry that you might not be interested in, but, you know now exists. So that's something to always, you know, keep in mind. And this sales guy that I met said to me, and I'm forever grateful for that. And part of what he said that was really, I suppose, crucial was when setting up the time for, you know, having these like one-on-one meetups or one-on-one kind of networking, if you will, make it convenient for them, right? They're pretty much 100%, you know, busy people. They have schedules already in place and, you know, they're out and about, especially if they're already, you know, that successful, right? Presumably because, I don't know how they dress, or if they were like some a guest speaker there, or a keynote speaker, or a sponsor or whatnot. Doesn't matter, right? You'll just know right off the bat, and you know, make it convenient for them, and make the time, you know. And if you have the time and opportunity, you know, take it, right? Because who knows what you can learn from this person? Who knows if this person could be a mentor for you, you know? And who knows how many more, you know, coffee meetups or coffee talks that you can have with this person to be able to, you know, bounce around ideas with, or, you know, be able to engage in different conversations or ask, you know, very specific questions on like how to approach this career phase that person has already probably went through, right? And these are like very hypothetical like scenarios, you know, the things that I'm describing a while ago, but like those are the kind of like, you know, angles or viewpoints that you want to go for, because you don't want to go in into that coffee shop and not having anything prepared, not having anything specific prepared. One, it's, you know, it's kind of a waste of your time, and it's a waste of their time as well, because, you know, if you're asking something generic, then like, why bother asking? Because you would probably already have a sense on what the answer to that is. Instead, try, you know, really thinking about like something really specific, like, oh, you know, I really want to get into, you know, let's say the software as a service industry, right? And I want to get into the SEO content writing side of things. And if this person so happens to work in that field, or happens to be in, you know, in a SaaS company, for example, maybe he's the owner, maybe he's the director, maybe he's the associate director. I don't know, you know, anything to do with that industry. You start to really dig into certain questions like, you know, oh, you know, how, how does one, you know, get into that field in the first place? What kind of qualifications are needed? Are there any certain or specific certifications that the person would require to get into, you know, becoming an SEO content writer, you know? And like, does the industry usually provide a standardized mode of training, you know, that content writers would have to be familiar with? Is there a style that they'll have to adopt to, like the AP style or something like that? And, you know, the more specific you get, the more niche and satisfactory answer that you will get, because it's something that you really want to know and you probably didn't know before. And now you know, and now suddenly you have an edge against like other competitors or against other applicants, you know, perhaps. And you can use that to tailor into your master resume to, you know, reword what's already been written and just take it from there. And listen, like, this isn't guaranteed. Nothing ever is, to be honest. So, you know, just tweak and just optimize as you go, you know. But yeah, anyways, I'll keep you updated as I go. I can't really like talk much right now because I can't go into like, you know, a full like 20 minute video or podcast, if you will, without like, you know, just really coughing up. Like, it's really hard to talk right now. Not that like my voice is out, but like sometimes like it gets really, like my throat gets really irritated when I talk. I'm not sure why though, but like, you know, I hope it will get better. But yeah, anyways, thanks for listening, guys. I'll probably keep it, you know, down to audio version for now, because like I'm starting to kind of prioritize, you know, another project instead of like focusing fully on social media. But I'll still try to be more active on social media, but you know, expect a different format change that's coming up. So cheers, and thanks again for listening. Take care.